Yeah, 81% of them were not particularly happy about being entrapped. And their owners are oblivious to it. Yeah. So a lot of people don't know what stress signals look like.
Welcome to The Woofy Show, the ultimate dog lover's digest. Meet your hosts, Brian and Magda, two dog lovers ready to help you be the best dog parent, unravel the mysteries of canine behavior, and keep you updated on the latest trends in the dog world. This podcast has something for everyone. Get ready for heartwarming stories, expert advice, and a lot of laughs.
On today's episode, we're going to be asking the question, should you give your dog hugs? So to start off with, obviously humans and dogs do things differently. Dogs, the way they kind of greet other dogs and all that is they sniff their butts. Now, as a human, that would be hilarious and really weird if we were going around, you know, walking up to strangers and smelling their butts or smelling their crotch areas and things like that. And that's not what we do. You know, as humans, we shake hands, we hug each other, things like that. But dogs don't do that.
No, they don't. I mean, hugging in general is such a weird thing because in simple terms, you're going over to someone and you're restraining them.
Yeah. Oh. That's true.
Which is weird. Like, if you think about it, dogs don't do that. Dogs tend to, when they restrain each other, the only way they can do that is by pinning each other down. And they only do it when they play or they play fight.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily think, no, play fight or fight. Real fight.
Yes.
Like aggressive ones. I said fight and play fight. Play fight. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, they don't generally like to feel trapped, and they might actually interpret that action as aggressive or threatening.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, with Maple, she definitely doesn't like hugs. I think we've mentioned in a previous episode about the affection, but yeah, when we go to give her a hug or something like that, she just gets up and walks away and is like, "Nah, get away from me."
Yeah, she kind of like tolerates it in small doses, but
yeah.
Then she kind of, oh, okay, I had enough now, I'm going to walk away. So that's actually a very interesting point because a lot of pet parents out there actually believe that their dogs love hugging.
Yes.
And okay, so there are dogs out there that might love hugging to a certain degree. I don't necessarily believe that. There are dogs that hate hugs.
Yep.
And there are dogs that will just like be indifferent to it and kind of just tolerate it, which I think is majority of the dogs.
Yeah.
There are odd ones out there that might like it, but mostly dogs will display some type of like stress signals.
Yeah, and I think just to kind of expand on that or just to add something is cuddling, your dog cuddling with you is not the same as hugs. So I think like a dog that loves to cuddle up with you on the couch or sit on your lap, that's not hugging. We're talking about physical arms around or, you know, face in their face, lying on them, like restraining, as you said, hugging. Not just because, you know, I don't want people to be like, oh, my dog loves hugging because they cuddle up with me. That's definitely not the same thing.
Yeah, they're lying beside you. You're not physically trapping them with your body as a normal hug would be, human to human. So there has been actually a study that was conducted by Dr. Stanley Coren that looked at pictures of 250 dogs and, you know, people were smiling in those pictures, but 81% of these dogs in the pictures were displaying some type of stress signals.
So like the pictures were of like the humans hugging the dogs.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, exactly. So you know, he was looking at those pictures to determine, is this dog happy? Is this dog expressing some type of stress signal? And 81% of them were not particularly happy about being entrapped. And their owners are oblivious to it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know what stress signals look like.
Yeah. So I guess we'll go on to the next point is some signs that show that your dog is uncomfortable, which is quite interesting because you'll notice it right away. As soon as we say these things, it's like, oh, wow. Yeah, my dog does these things. So one of the obvious signs that they're uncomfortable is they're going to be growling at you or like showing their teeth. I mean, that's kind of common sense. If a dog growls at you and you get close to it, that means back away.
Yeah, that's like the extreme.
Yeah, that's the extreme. But there's a lot of subtle signs that like you just don't think you notice or realize. So there's quite a handful of them. So we'll just kind of go through them quickly. First one is stiffness. So they'll kind of like freeze and you know, not move kind of thing.
Yeah. Maple does that a lot.
And so they do that because they're uncomfortable. They're like frozen. Yeah.
And you might think as an owner, like, oh, my dog's letting me hug them because they're just standing still. But in reality, it's one of the stress signals.
Another one is their head turns away. So when you go in to hug them or put your face close to theirs, they'll turn their head away. Like, nope, don't want that. I mean, Maple does that all the time. That's a pretty obvious one. It's the same as humans. We just turn away when you see someone approaching you.
Yeah, it's like this subtle body language that is just very clear.
So this one's an interesting one. It's called whale eye, something that they do.
What is a whale eye?
So it's when you can see the white part of their eyes. So they'll kind of like either look, instead of turning their head, they'll
you
look away.
You should show us. Show us what it looks like.
I don't know.
Do like a puppy face.
If you just look away. If you're listening to this, you can't see. Watch it on YouTube. But it's like if instead of turning their head, their eyes kind of turn to the left or right instead. Because maybe you have their head restricted, so they'll turn their eyes away. So that's called whale eye when you see the white part of their eye.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know.
No, it's very interesting. But you see it. As soon as, like, you know, we read about that, I was like, oh yeah, I know what that is now. Another one is they'll lower their ears. So they'll kind of lower their ears or they'll push them back. You know, you'll see that just a lot of time, depending on the dog. If they have floppy ears, it's not as obvious compared to dogs that have like bigger, pointier ears that you can actually see them lower.
She like kind of tucks them back and it's like it's very clear.
I guess that's true.
Depends
ears. I guess it's not just lowering. I guess it's like lowering and
like setting them back.
So that's another one. The next one is tucking their tail in between their legs. I mean, that's obviously a common sign of them being scared or whatever. So it's the same thing.
I think everyone experienced that one at least once.
We've all seen it if they get scared or something accidentally happens, and they'll kind of tuck their tails and run away. If they're yawning, am I going to do it? No, surprisingly, I'm not. And
are
panting?
Are you not going to yawn?
No, stop saying that. Maybe it's going to come. So it doesn't mean they're tired. It doesn't always mean they're tired. It shows a sign of distress. And you'll see that too with like all sorts of different things with like anxiety and stuff, is they'll be panting and things like that. So even just hugging them, they start panting or yawning.
Sometimes it's not very clear. They will just start panting and there was something that triggered them in order to do that.
And then another one is licking their nose. So this doesn't mean like a full on tongue coming out, licking their nose, but even just a little bit, the tongue kind of coming in and out of their mouth just a bit. I guess it's not quite as far as panting, but it's still them kind of like showing a sign. And then the last one is raising their paw. So an interesting thing is when a dog is kind of unfamiliar, unsure about something, they'll raise one of their front paws. And you notice that if you take your dog out for a walk and they find, you know, another dog's pee or poo or something, and they're kind of sniffing it and they raise a paw. So this is like, I'm very unfamiliar with this situation. If they're standing, for example. And so they'll lift their paw up because
It sometimes happens also when they like hear something outside and they're like, they will just freeze in one space and lift their paw up to be like, oh, I'm listening. I'm alert. Like, what's happening?
So all these signs, you'll see in just all other aspects of you know, dog behavior. But they all have to do with them hugging as well. So just because they do it outside and they do it hugging doesn't mean they like it. It's the sign means the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
But like, so any of those things could obviously get triggered so much that your dog might just snap one day and basically bite, you know, a stranger or a child or whoever decides to hug your dog. Yep. So just because your dog might be tolerating hugs from you as their owner, because they live with you, they're familiar with you, it doesn't mean that they will enjoy that from strangers or kids.
Yeah.
So it's very important, and I can't stress that enough, to teach your dog to tolerate hugs as much as possible. I mean, they will still not like it, or maybe they will just learn to like it or whatever, but in order to prevent injuries, you should really teach your dog that skill.
Oh yeah, like prepare them or train them, I guess.
Yeah, so like, you know, tell your kids, hey, don't run at the dog and cuddle and restrain them because you don't know. Yeah. They might, you know, show signs of stress and bite them.
Or if they even stay. I mean, if I know with Maple, if a kid comes running at her, she runs away.
Yeah.
Because she's like, well, I don't like this. Get away from me. And that, I mean, I guess that's another sign.
One of the ways you can teach your dog to tolerate hugs is by desensitizing them and counter conditioning.
what, I know what desensitize, what is counter conditioning mean exactly?
Is when you like place one thing and replace it with another. So it's like essentially the same thing. Okay. So what you do is you pairing the touch cue with some reward. So for instance, a treat or a bowl or whatever your dog finds rewarding. And you kind of slowly just increase that invasiveness and until you kind of gently restraining your dog, and then you can be comfortable that your dog is actually tolerating being hugged. And you should probably try that with strangers and kids as well, so then it's not just yourself that is training that dog. It's especially important for like therapy dogs too.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, just training, but training them like in a different way. You're not teaching them to sit or something like that. It's not as exciting, but it's very important though, still.
Yeah, just for safety of, well, it's for your own dog's comfort as well as for safety of other people. It's like a skill, basically, that you want to teach your dog.
Okay.
So what are some other ways that you can show your dog affection instead of hugging?
Yeah, of course. We can answer that. But before we do, if you're enjoying this episode and you're a dog lover, then please make sure you subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this. If you can rate it, that would be great too. And if there's anything you want to learn about or you want something that you want us to talk about, then please leave a comment and we can have a discussion about that topic or bring on an expert. So, but yeah, to answer your question about different ways you can kind of help display affection with your dog is just simple things like rubbing your dog, like rubbing their back, scratching their belly, things like that. Just patting them, rubbing and patting them on the head, although that's what everybody does. They don't really like that either. That's something else they tolerate. Yeah. So just like kind of patting their back or giving them belly rubs.
I mean,
so
you never know where the dog exactly likes to be patted, especially when it's not your dog. So it's important to ask the owner, like, hey, where does your dog like to be petted?
Or can I come pet your dog?
Yeah.
You know, and then hopefully they'll be like, yeah, that's fine. Like, just don't reach for, because you'll see it. You reach for a dog's head
straight
and they
away.
Duck. So that's one way, because they like that. Playing games with your dog. So not this isn't just about touch. Just play games, whether you're playing fetch or tug or just something fun. Yeah. You can see they're excited. You can see they're happy, things like that.
Yeah, dogs love that.
Exactly.
Just like if you engage with them, that's like the ultimate thing of affection.
Yeah.
For some dogs, like I'm not saying all dogs enjoy that. But.
And then just generally spend time with your dog. So this is just going for walks, experiences, training. A lot of dogs love to train. They love to learn, especially as puppies, things like that. You know, don't just sit there and smother your dog because that's all you want to. You want to be a couch potato and just cuddle with your dog all day.
I mean, that's the thing. This is the way humans express our affection. But dogs really just want to be near you. Yeah. They want to be engaged with you. They want to do things with you. Yeah. So it's kind of similar to humans, but also very different.
Yeah. And then just the last one is just use positive words. So just like positive reinforcement. So just say like good things and whether you're what your words are, but a simple good dog. Once they understand that
good
word
dog,
and they
girl.
Did, or good girl or good boy or things like that. And just
like
be
your
happy.
Body language as well. Like dogs respond very well. It's one of the rewards that dogs get motivated by is your positive reinforcing words.
Yeah.
So that's another way you can show affection.
You know, if they do an awesome trick, don't run in and hug them and think that although you want to, and it's like, it's like, I guess if your kid does something crazy, you want to pick them up and throw them in the air and hug them, but that's not dogs. If they do something fun, just use your marker word, like a yes or something like that, and give them a treat or throw them that toy. That's how they're rewarded. And sometimes we do have that disconnect that, you know, we see what we like as humans and not what the dog
actually
means.
I mean, at the end of the day, a dog is not a human baby. It's still an animal and you should treat it that way. So it's important to kind of understand your dog and what makes them tick.
Yeah.
And that's it, I think, for today.
Yeah. So thanks again for watching or listening to this episode. We really enjoyed talking about this topic. We learned a few things and we hope you learned something as well. Let us know. Does your dog like hugs? Are you one of the rare people that have the rare dogs that actually like it? Or Or did some of these kind of signs that make them uncomfortable kind of become obvious for you?
Resonate with you, yeah. If it resonated with you, leave us a comment.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would love to find out if your dog loves hugging. And if they do, maybe send us a picture.
Yeah.
We would
and
love to
share this with somebody who has a dog that might need to hear this because, you know, we would love that as well. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening today and see you next time.
Yeah. Bye for now.